As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Happy Friday. This is the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central, Boston College on SI. I am Joe Gaither. We're here to talk some Boston College Eagles, along with my friend Kim Rankin. And it's a huge day. Well, it has been a huge day, a huge week around Chestnut Hill, well, around Charlotte, North Carolina, as ACC Media Days got kicked off this week. And that's what our focus is going to be today on the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central. We invite everybody to watch us on the Boston College on SI YouTube channel, or you can find all the articles right there on Boston College on SI. You can listen to us on my own social media machines at Joe Gaither 6, or listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on Amazon. It's been 2 weeks since we caught up with you, Kim, because I was doing SEC Media Days, and now we've turned around and you've got ACC Media Days. So, have you been? How the last couple of weeks been? And really, how was Wednesday ACC Media Day?
Yeah, I've been good. I kind of missed this little weekly thing we've done, but like you were in Dallas doing the SEC Media Days, and then you know I had ACC here, especially with Boston College going on Wednesday. I've been good, been busy getting ready for football season, stuff like that. But yeah, pretty good. And Wednesday was a lot of fun. You know, I think it gave us a lot of clarity, a little bit of kind of an idea of kind of what Boston College is looking like, the mentality of the players, Coach O'Brien, stuff like that. So I think it was a really good day.
We heard from three players, Thomas Castellanos, Drew Kendall, and Donovan Ezeraku, were the three Boston College Eagles representatives. And if we had had an episode last week, we would have gotten a little in-depth picture of all three guys because we want to get to know the Eagles. But let's start with the quarterback. We'll go quarterback, offensive lineman, defensive end. Thomas Castellanos has got a lot of kind of buzz. People want him to take a step forward. Obviously, you wrote on Boston College on SI about the reason that he stayed in Chestnut Hill. You wrote about kind of how when he felt like part of the Boston College family. So let's talk about Castellanos as a whole. First, really, who is he as the Boston College starting quarterback? And what did you learn about him on Wednesday at ACC Media Days?
Yeah, so Thomas Castellanos, like you said, is kind of that, you know, big quarterback, had a lot of hype after last year, did a pretty decent job considering, you know, everything. He's a dual threat quarterback, so he can pass and run, had, led the team in rushing last year and actually gave them a lot of success in the run game. I know they averaged about close to 200 yards per game, and that was 13th in the nation and second in the ACC. So he's a very good quarterback, but something I found really interesting about him, especially the way he talked at Media Days, was he kept using this term. He was asked about, you know, his performance last season, what he's kind of improved on. And a lot of things he said, and he said it multiple times, was that he felt like he was thrown in the fire last year. And I thought that was just so interesting to hear because, you know, a lot of times, and I do kind of agree, he kind of started out of nowhere. He transferred from UCF after his freshman year, didn't really see a lot of playing time at UCF. And then all of a sudden he transfers and starts to develop. And he also talked about a lot about how you like have to kind of rebuild and kind of develop as a quarterback when you transfer. And he just talked about how he was just kind of all of a sudden starting. He didn't really know what to do. It was brand new to him. It was kind of like a freshman year all over again. But he used the term thrown in the fire a lot. And I thought that was really interesting because you don't ever hear a lot of guys really talk about, like, in detail or kind of their, you know, mindset about a season, especially when they are like the main focus and the face of maybe that team, which I think Castellanos was last year. So that definitely stuck out to me that that was kind of how he described his season and his performance last year. But he sounded very positive about, you know, his future, his career, you know, for next season, talked about how he's had time to actually like perfect his game. look over a little bit, kind of see what he did wrong and like mistakes he's trying to fix. And he even actually, for some of our Alabama people, he accredited Bryce Young. He said he's been in contact with Bryce Young a lot, so he's gotten some advice from him. And especially with Bill O'Brien, it was talked about a lot how Bill O'Brien has worked with so many good quarterbacks in like recent years in his career. So he seemed very excited to be coached under Bill O'Brien. But yeah, I thought that was definitely interesting, kind of how much he talked about, used that one phrase about his kind of performance and time last season.
What do you think the Bryce Young advice was? How not to get killed behind a Bill O'Brien offensive line, or how the progressions work, that sort of thing? What's Bryce Young teaching Thomas Castellanos?
Well, so Thomas claimed that Bryce Young just kind of told him how to work, like Bill O'Brien's coaching style, things like that, kind of how to work with him and stuff like that. Since Young did do that, you know, during his time at Alabama, didn't really go into detail, too much detail about it specifically, but did say that he talked to him a little bit just kind of about Coach O'Brien and just kind of how to work with them. But Boston College's offensive line isn't too bad, not to, you know, jump ahead, but I think later we're going to talk about offensive lineman Drew Kendall.
Please go ahead, Brian.
he is the center for the Eagles, and actually he's only had Castellanos sacked one time in 891 snaps, so offensive line isn't too shabby. Definitely need to give him more opportunities to throw the ball. But other than that, they're not too bad. And hopefully I think they'll get better this year. So we'll have to see. But yeah, you can only be as good as your offensive line. I've said that for so many years as a quarterback. You can only be as good as they let you be good. So yeah.
You definitely have to have the right supporting cast around you. Let's go ahead and talk about that offensive line. Drew Kendall was the representative for Boston College, a Boston College legacy player. Let's look in the mind of Drew Kendall a little bit. You wrote on Boston College on SI about Drew Kendall and his relationship with his father, who also played offensive line for Boston College. What were your big takeaways from the offensive lineman and how important maybe that room will be to Castellanos and the Boston College success?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I just said earlier, I think a quarterback can only be as good as their offensive line. If your offensive line can't give you the opportunity to, you know, get the ball out of your hands, then you're not going to be that good as a quarterback. I think that's just kind of the way it goes. If you're hurried a lot, we see that a lot in the NFL and college football, whatever kind of football you watch. If your offensive line can't block for you and give you the time to throw the ball, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So, but I think they're good. You know, like I said, Drew Kendall is a phenomenal offensive tackle. The only thing that runs deeper than his family's Boston College roots are their roots just in Boston in general. Like his dad not only played for Boston College, but grew up in a small, in a city, you know, just south of the city in Quincy, Massachusetts. He grew up in Norwell, which is literally like 10 minutes away from Quincy. And then they both went to Boston College. I think his mom went to Boston College too. He mentioned his mom also went there. So they have tons of Boston College roots. And I think that's really important to have some local person, you know, to be like a face or a representative. But yeah, I think the offensive line is going to be a lot better. Like I said, Drew Kendall has done a really good job last year. He only allowed one sack and 891 snaps. So very good. Like I said, I talked about their rushing game a little bit. The offensive line kind of helped them have that, you know, success in the run game last year. So, I think they're going to be really good. I think Drew Kendall is a great leader and not only a representative for Boston College, but a good leader on the offensive line to kind of, you know, get them going and keep them successful.
All right, so you're hitting on around a couple things that trigger me on some thoughts here. Drew Kendall and his real roots in Boston. Well, I was reading your piece about really everything that Bill O'Brien said, and he was asked about recruiting as well. So you say Drew Kendall, roots in Boston, Bill O'Brien says, okay, we've got to draw a 400-mile circle around Boston College, and that's where we have to get our recruits from. We've talked about it already on a couple different episodes about the summer success that Bill O'Brien has had with the class of 2025. Really, what do you think that philosophy will do for the Eagles program? You got an offensive lineman who bleeds for Boston College, and Bill O'Brien basically says, I want to make sure that the base of our team is familiar with the area, familiar with the team and the program. What do you think that will really do for Bill O'Brien and the Eagles as they're trying to really put something together now?
Yeah, I think it will absolutely kind of help them do that. The way I see it, I think the 400-mile radius, you know, people know about Boston College, and I think we've talked about it previously on some of your shows that, you know, people know them, but they're kind of one of those like average in the middle teams. They usually make a bowl game. They can be an underdog. They can be like that upset team, but they haven't really had any major, major success towards, you know, being an ACC contender, being a playoff contender. And you can try to recruit, I think, nationally. And that's always the goal for anyone, is to be able to pick up these recruits nationally. But I think if you kind of start in the region you're in the 400-mile radius, you kind of make a little recruiting name known for yourself a little more, and then kind of work your way outward into like other regions of the country, or at least that's just how I see it. So I think as long as they get like a solid New England core and kind of build their way in recruiting up a little bit to be kind of a bigger name than they have been in recruiting. I mean, the class of 2024, I think they only had like 11 commitments, and then now they have 22 plus two preferred walk-ons, so 24 in total. So they've already doubled that, but they only had like 11 or 12 last year. And so I feel like if you start working towards that region, you'll eventually make a name for yourself in the recruiting site and then kind of expand from that. But that's just kind of how I see it.
I totally agree. I think it's a good philosophy. I mean, when you're a smaller school, you got to get people that have roots and have real feelings and affinity for your school. So Bill O'Brien, best of luck with that strategy. I think it's a good strategy, and we'll see how it pans out over the next couple of years. But one player, let's flip it on to the defensive side of the ball. One player that a lot of people will recognize as he's probably the next guy up. We've talked about it before that Boston College has usually had one or two NFL prospects almost every single year. Well, Donovan Ezeraku is that guy. And so he was probably, and please correct me, but the most high-profile player at ACC Media Days for Boston College. Defensive end for Boston College. What do we know about Ezeraku, and what do we learn about his impact and what he means to the team this week at ACC Media Days?
Yeah, so Donovan Ezeraku, he was actually, this was his second Media Days. He actually was a representative last year too, and ended up coming back for a second year in a row. He talked about, you know, just about like being able to represent Boston College and how special that was to him. But I think to see two different coaches pick the same person twice, I think that just kind of speaks to like not only how good he is on the field to represent, because he is a name pretty well known to people around the area, but also kind of how he is as a leader, a teammate, etc., to be able to do that. But yeah, like you said, he's very good. He led the team, or he had the fourth highest total tackles last year, and two of those three who were ahead of him both left, were both graduate students. Vinny DePalma and John Pupil both were top two left, and then Cam Arnold was number three, who did come back for his graduate season. So he's really got an opportunity here. He's a very explosive defensive lineman, but honestly, he's got a really good opportunity here to kind of become that force on the defense. And I think he kind of has been, but like I said, he didn't really lead in tackles and stuff like that. So, but with the departure of two defensive players.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
And being a senior, being that person, he's really got a chance to make a really good name known for himself and increase his draft stock. I think he was kind of right on the edge last year of possibly getting drafted, possibly not, you know, he ended up not, but yeah, he definitely has a really good opportunity here. And I think he's a really good leader. He talked a lot about, you know, what he's seen from some of the younger guys who he thinks is going to stand out. He talked about representing. He spoke very well, very well of the school, of the program, of Bill O'Brien. They all spoke very highly of Bill O'Brien, which was really cool to see. But yeah, I think he's a really good leader, a really good motivator, and I think he's going to be a huge, huge, huge force on the defense in 2024 for BC.
All right, before we get into Bill O'Brien and his comments, let's just ask you about your overall impressions of these three players. We talked a little bit specifically about each one of them, but what did you learn about the players as a whole, or maybe a storyline that they talked about that you thought, oh, I'm going to have to file that away and think about that through the season. What was something that from the player's perspective really stood out to you as a whole?
Yeah. So I think overall, they were all just very well spoken. They all seem very motivated for this season. And like that, I think that's a really good sign. Cause like I said, Boston College has been kind of one of those mid teams. So you never really know where the player's mindset's at. How hungry, how passionate they are about maybe making themselves known a little more. But all three of them were ready. They were talking about, you know, mistakes they made last year, what they've worked on so far to improve it. Very well spoken, very honest about, you know, how they were last season, how the season last year went. Even though they went 7-6, you know, that's considered a success, but not really other than previous years, but not really where they want to be. Like I said, Thomas Castellanos talked about how he felt thrown into the fire. Donovan Ezeraku talked about how he made a lot of mistakes and like he spent a lot of the summer like fine tuning the defense, looked at like some of the stuff that maybe they didn't do right to try to fix a lot of like small things, but they're all very prepared and ready and motivated. But one thing in particular leading into talking about Bill O'Brien is actually how they talked about their coach, Bill O'Brien. They were all so passionate about him. I remember, I know we're talking about the main podium here, but the thing that ACC does is they do a main podium interview, and then they all get interviewed on the ACC network. They have like a 7-8 hour show every single day. They interview every student, every coach. And when Thomas Castellanos went, they asked him kind of what he was thinking, especially with Bill O'Brien, like we talked about with the quarterbacks coaching a lot of them. So that was a lot of the talk. And he was already like, I'm ready to fight for him. I'm ready to battle for him. I'm basically ready to, you know, go to war for him, is basically what he was saying without actually saying that. But he spoke so highly. All of them spoke very highly on Bill O'Brien, which I thought was so interesting to see, because, you know, Bill O'Brien's obviously, you know, we all know him, but he just got hired in January. They've really only spent spring with him. I know they've probably done some summer practices, but they haven't done their fall, you know, practice schedule yet. So just to see how much they already love and care for him and want to fight for him and make him successful, I think says a lot about kind of what Bill O'Brien has done so far for this program and how everybody should kind of be, you know, they're all motivated heading into the season to have a successful season, because they all want to fight for him. They all want to win for him. And I thought that was a really, really interesting thing to hear from all of them multiple times.
Well, we're hanging out with Kim Rankin, Boston College on SI. You can find her at BC Central SI on the Twitter machine and at KM Rankin 1 on the Twitter machine. We're talking about ACC Media Days, and Bill O'Brien is next up. So my main question about Bill O'Brien is he ready to return to the college game? I mean, basically, he's been in the college game since his time with Houston Texans. He came to Alabama, he's an offensive coordinator, and then was going to be offensive coordinator at Ohio State, but has fallen into an opportunity to return to a head coaching position. And it's been it'll be his first time leading a team at the college level since his time at Penn State. And you know this, all our listeners and viewers know how much has changed in college football since his time at Penn State. The transfer portal is ripping and roaring. You've got NIL, the now expanded college football playoff, the new ACC that he's walking into. Is Bill O'Brien ready for the changes that have happened over the last 10, 11 years since his time at Penn State? Is he ready to lead the Boston College program?
Yeah, so I'm always a big proponent on, I don't think you can know things about players or coaches until you actually see them play in a game. I've talked about that multiple times. You know, you can have a good scrimmage, you can have a good practice, you can have a good, you know, spring game, you can look like you're coaching well, recruit well, but I don't think you can really get that answer until you kind of see a couple of games from them. So I think we'll come find out here come September 2nd when, you know, Boston College faces probably their biggest challenge of the season in week one. But from what I've heard, I definitely think he's ready. He sounds ready. He sounds motivated. He sounds extremely eager to, you know, get started. He did talk about that. That was actually the first question out of the gate for Bill O'Brien at the podium was, how does he feel coming in 10 years later? He gave a lot of credit to his time at Alabama, although he wasn't the head coach. But he talked about how his 2 years at Alabama working under Nick Saban, kind of seeing how somewhat modern, I guess. I mean, I know the expanded playoffs first year for that, but like NIL started while he was at Alabama. So he did kind of get a taste of that, although he wasn't the head coach, did kind of get a taste of that while he coached at Alabama, talked about it a lot, said Coach Saban kind of taught him and kind of showed him kind of what the landscape of college football looks in the modern world. But from what I've heard, I think he's ready. From what, you know, he's talked about, which is all we can go off of right now, I do think he's ready. I think he's very passionate. I think he really wants to win. And I do think from what he has talked about and what I've heard from him and what other players have said about him, I definitely think he's ready and motivated to kind of go in there on September 2nd and, you know, hopefully start the success against Florida State.
Well, outside of that, is he ready and all the changes, what was maybe the storyline from Bill O'Brien in his time that stood out to you, Kim Rankin?
Yeah, I think really just, I mean, that was the main thing, just talking kind of about how he was coming back into college. He talked a lot about, you know, the players, also how he speaks of the players, I thought was really important, kind of showed a lot about him. He talked a lot about Thomas Castellanos, talked about kind of everything he's seen from the players. I think more about what I've kind of seen from him versus as a whole is just, he's very personable. He very much cares about these guys. He talks about how much he loves them and cares for them. He wants nothing but the best for all these players. And he genuinely seems like he cares about every single player on the team, both on and off the field. And I thought that was, you know, a really, really important thing to kind of learn about him while he spoke on Wednesday.
All right. So now that Wednesday is over and ACC Media Days is pretty much wrapped up, did your expectations change for the Boston College Eagles season? Better, worse, or stay the same?
It's a little better, actually. You know, it's funny. There's a kind of saying going around the Boston College fandom. It started when he started getting, you know, all these recruits for the class of 2025. It was a slogan they started using. It was hashtag commit to Bill O'Brien. Some like coaches and like the football Twitter account started using it, and then commits and recruits and prospects started using it, and then fans started using it. And it's just kind of embraced all of the Boston College fandom on social media. And I always was kind of like, that's cool. I'm excited that they're excited for this. I'm excited to, you know, see what they can do, maybe build on, you know, that 7-6 season. But I was kind of on the fence. I was trying to stay neutral. And then I hear everybody talk on Wednesday. And then I hear Bill O'Brien, and I'm, you know, home after media days. And I'm just thinking to myself, am I a believer? I think I'm a believer now. So yes, they definitely, I'm starting to lean into the hype now too about them, you know, being good. A lot of people call it a monster. They're building a monster is what a lot of the coaches say on social media when they're talking about kind of what Bill O'Brien's doing with them. But yeah, I was sitting there and I'm like, Okay, yeah, I believe in the hype now. But yeah, I mean, I think hearing all of them and just really truly how locked in they seem to be. And again, we won't know till September 2nd, but they all seem locked in. They all seem ready to go. And yeah, I think that's made me think a lot more highly of kind of what they're going to do this season and, you know, how they're going to be. And I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last year. It definitely increased my kind of thoughts on what they'll do this season.
All right, our last question for Kim Rankin right here on Boston College on SI is about the overall week at ACC Media Days. Outside of the Boston College perspective and window, and obviously that's what we're covering here, Boston College on SI, but outside of the Boston College family, what was the biggest storyline of the ACC that said ACC Media Days that you thought, all right, that's going to be worth noting. That's my big story for the whole, that'll affect the whole conference.
Oh, goodness. Honestly, I don't think it really came from a team. I think it really came from the commissioner because it's not really like a just something he said that's going to blow into a massive storyline. It's kind of some news that's happening right now. He talked a lot about the current lawsuits going on with the ACC. Like that was, he spoke very highly of that in his press conference on Monday. And since they're kind of, you know, still going and ongoing, especially with like the additions with the new schools and stuff like that, I probably think that's the biggest storyline just because they're still ongoing. And I think they're going to impact the ACC as a conference in a whole, not really, you know, one specific team, but I think it's going to affect the whole conference. So I would probably say that was the biggest storyline right there.
Well, we'll keep covering Boston College with you, Boston College on SI, and everybody can check out the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central on their favorite social media machine or right there on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. Kim, what are you going to do with your last 3 or 4 days of freedom until fall camp starts in Chestnut Hill?
Definitely just kind of relax, reset from Media Days. Media Days took, like, that whole week takes a lot out of someone. But yeah, I mean, we still have a lot of stories going out. We're doing position previews currently. Boston College actually just held a recruitment. So I don't think I'll have a light load here. They just held a recruitment barbecue that they do every year called Hangout on the Heights. And they had literally prospects from 25, 26, 27, 28. They picked up 3 commitments alone yesterday from it while they were there, and they have more coming. So although we're waiting for fall camp to start here, I will probably be busy still writing about recruits, most likely class of 26, but still they're getting a couple trinkles from the class of 25 still. So we'll have position previews, recruiting, and basically any other news surrounding football and non-football coming out will be all on the Boston College site.
Thanks so much for your time, Kim. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. That's Kim Rankin joining us on the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central. You guys watched us on the Boston College on SI YouTube channel. You check us out at Boston College on SI on your web browser. We'll be back next week to find out about more of those commitments and get you ready for fall camp as Bill O'Brien gets year number one underway. This is the Joe Gaither Show on BC Central, Boston College on SI.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.